All right, man, the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So what? Man, the Rams in the Super Bowl, I'm cool with that. Got my daddy up in here, man. Y'all know my all of my feelings right now, man. Let's talk some football. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Cause I gotta let a whole bunch of things go, man. I'm not in a good mood right now. Listen, man. Welcome everybody, man. NFL playoffs, kind of like the last one before the Super Bowl. It is I, Evan T. Mac, David Bloom up here in Big Bear, man, living his best life, man. Probably skiing, snowboarding, riding the slopes, doing his thing, man. He young, man. He got things to do, hanging out with his family. But I ain't alone. I brought my father, my daddy up here. Talks of football. Daddy, what's going on, man?
Slow motion, baby. What's going on?
You know, put on the teddy pendergrass, you know, Dad. I gotta let it go, Dad. I gotta let it go, man.
Sometimes it's best to drop back and punt, man.
Man, you gotta do it. You gotta go, you know what I mean? And teddy pendergrass is I let him talk for a little bit, you know what I mean, Daddy?
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's a nice open.
Yeah, right? All right, Daddy. Let's get into it, man. I want to start off just right out the gate, man. Let's just talk about it now. First thing, before I get into the games, Dad, I want to get on my opening rant, because this is where you and I, we split ways on this one thing right here. This is where we part ways. So we got you got the Patriots and the Chiefs, right? And it's overtime, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Dad, you cannot tell me you still think that it's fair that, like, especially he's going to be the MVP of the league. So the MVP of the league, the face of the NFL is going to be Patrick Mahomes for the next year, right? Because he's going to win NFL honors. He's going to win the MVP. Dad, and you think it's fair that this kid did not get the least answer back in overtime? Why is
it? Of course it's not.
Talk to me about the overtime rules, Dad. Like, do you think it should be... Do you think it should be like, let's just play out the quarter and then whoever has the most points?
That's right. It should be just like a game.
Right.
They're talking about just a new game. It should be just like a game.
Right.
In a new game, the first person that scores is not doesn't win the game.
Right.
If they're going to play for a quarter, just like basketball has overtime, just like baseball has the extra innings and all that, they go into someone wins.
Right.
This sudden death thing is just inherently unfair. First of all, they fixed it by everybody can get a possession unless it's a field goal or defensive score.
Touchdown in the first possession.
Right. But what they're failing to realize is this right here. All of the odds say, all of these numbers, all these stats they want to throw at people, they always say, if you get the ball, start over time.
Right.
There's such percent that you win it. I don't believe in the numbers. I don't care. But in this case, there's something to it. Simply because, you know, it's do or die.
Yes.
And you know what you got to go for. You know, you don't have no chance. Well, let's see. You know, we got to work it out. You know what I mean? What can we do?
Right.
And that's where it's unfair at. There's no way that the Chiefs don't get a chance at the ball simply because the other team scores first.
Right.
If you play on a quarter of overtime, you play on a quarter of overtime.
Yeah, that's my thing, Daddy. Okay, so if that's the case, then why is there a time limit then? If it's the first person to score.
Exactly.
Then why you put the clock up there? You know what I'm saying? Like, this one. This
just like, listen, the college game is not any better.
No, it's not. It's not.
The college game is not any better with their overtime rules, but at least.
Yeah.
If you score, I get a chance to score.
No matter what.
And if I don't score, it's over with.
Yeah. See, I'm like that.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
So the Patriots go down and score that touchdown with Burkhead, that's cool. And then they get the kickoff. And if it's like, you know, four down territory and the Chiefs don't come up with it, the game's over.
Exactly. They had a chance, they had a shot, and they didn't do it.
Now, like I said, with that, I'm not trying to make any excuses for the Chiefs. This is like opening. My opening rant, because my problem with no matter who won the game, even if the Chiefs won the game, I'd still be on the same thing, being like, damn, Tom Brady didn't get the answer back. I'd still be on the same position. I mean, literally just from a football perspective, Dad, I don't think it's the right call.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You tell me we're going to part ways on this.
I thought we would.
Because I agree with you. Listen. If the game is set up the whole time, you score, you kick off me, I score, and you kick off ball with me after you score, I get a chance for the ball, then it should be that way all the way down the road.
Right.
It shouldn't change this sudden death thing here in the end, simply because it is inherently unfair to the team who does not get the ball.
So true.
First.
That's true, though, Daddy.
If they get the ball first and they score, then hell, that was it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, though, like that, like I said, it's a tough pill for me to swallow. But like I said, they take a baby steps. People used to criticize me for my first thought that that the overtime rules were jacked up, and then they changed it. Instead of, like, the first point scored, now it's, like, the first, you know, it's a touchdown. Like, they're taking baby steps to what I want it to be. That I'm telling you, it's going to get to this point one day where people are going to become more vocal, and it's going to be something really egregious. And then, because I'm dead, I'm telling you, Patty Mahomes is going to be MVP. For the fact that the MVP can't touch the ball, Dad, the MVP didn't touch the ball. In overtime, like, what? Come on, and Dad, and you see now we like, but anyways, before I move on, let me go ahead.
Think about it. Let's get back real quick. Think about what you just said. All right, if they kick the field goal,
right,
you get a chance to get the ball back,
right?
But if they score a touchdown, it's over. Get a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah, that's my thing though, right there. And on the flip side, Dad, even like defensive touchdown shouldn't end the game either. Like a defense, like you get a pick six, like that shouldn't mean the game's over. Like, come on, man. Like,
that's it. I'm about to part ways with you on that. Oh, one right there.
You, what? That's the same thing, though.
No, it ain't. If you get the ball and go down to score,
yeah,
then you kick off the ball.
Right.
If you get the ball, go to score, and then you lose it, that's just like a changeover on down.
I guess that makes sense.
That's a change of possession.
Yeah. You know what? That makes sense. That does make sense.
That's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, that does make sense. I can't poo-poo that. But yeah, before I move on to my next topic, just wanted to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us 5-star rating. No matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of After Buzz has meant a lot to me, man. It literally is, I guess, my home away from home, man. It's like my respite, my quantum of solace, so to speak. Shout out to Charlene in the chat. Girls always popping. Star Drew, what's going on? Dan, what's good? Yeah, Daddy, yeah, listen. Okay, so let's get to the game. I want to get to the game. First,
here we go.
Listen, I'm just gonna get your overall thoughts on the game, and then I'll go from there. Tell me what you thought.
Which one?
The first game, the game we just talked about. So Patriots Chiefs. I'm going the opposite. I'm gonna go out of order because I gotta get this out of the way. I gotta get this Patriots nonsense out of the way.
So first of all, let's go. Let's cut to the chase. All right. Here we go with your boy. Tom Brady.
That's not my boy.
I'm saying, if I'm being facetious. You're going to go with your boy, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Now, I have no animosity towards a man I don't know.
Me either.
I don't like Tom Brady.
Me
I don't
either.
Like
what do you mean? I don't know him. I don't like. But go ahead. Yeah.
You
know,
when you say you don't like someone, to me, you say you don't like someone.
Yeah.
They have physically done something. They
literally
to
have done you wrong.
I don't have no beef with the Patriots. What I got to beef with the Patriots is this, simply this. Everyone gives them credit for being so smart. And then when they get caught with the draws down, they don't say, well, that wasn't a clear, they weren't doing it, they wouldn't give no advantage. If you're so smart, why are you doing something don't give you no advantage? So let's just end that right there, and then that's done. Now, the Patriots and the Chiefs, that was a good game.
Yes, it was.
It was a real good game.
Yes, it was.
They battled to the end, and they went into overtime. Just like the first game went into overtime.
Yep.
But having said that, there's no excitement with the Patriots, man, unless you just sitting there just, I don't know.
Unless you're from Boston.
I don't get it. Well, don't get me wrong. I ain't begrudging them because they good. I mean, because all things going to fade away. You know, Brady's going to be gone sooner or later. They going to be playing no more. And then we'll see then about the Belichick Patriot thing and all that stuff. We'll see then. But it ain't about Tom Brady. Football is a team game.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Brady, when Kagami Kim Su and that other boy, Donald, getting Brady's behind with their press up the middle, then we'll see.
Yeah, because what's going
on? If they win, they win. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah, that's
it's that, like the Alabama game.
Yeah, at the end
Alabama
of the day.
Alabama got their behind, toe up by Clemson.
They got beat down. Yeah,
It's if you get beat, you get beat. You know?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, listen, I think it's a good matchup. The thing about it is, you know, it's going to be in the trenches. Because I'm telling you right now, if the Patriots can't run the ball, it's going to be a problem if they can't run the ball. If they can't run, I'm telling you right now, because that secondary of the Rams is not the secondary of the Chiefs, Dad. Like, they will. And the thing about it, the Chiefs did the Chiefs did exactly what I wanted them to do, Dad. They just don't have the personnel. They couldn't cover anybody, man.
Exactly.
But they did. They tried.
Edelman ran the same play over and over again.
Quick slant, man.
They put him out in the slot, or they put him out on the wing.
Quick slant.
He came in motion, came in a little straight over the middle. It was wide open. He caught the ball, and he's moved his sticks. I'm going to tell you something about football. Football is a game. And it's a game of aggression. Sometimes you just got to hit him in the mouth and get your 15 just to send a message.
I'm telling you.
Say, seriously. It ain't dirty football. That's just football.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, listen. I know the thing is, I know Sue's like that. Sue got that dog in him. Donald has that dog in him. Like, listen, it's one of those things where, I to me, it is the best Super Bowl matchup. It is, because it's not, everyone already talking like the Rams don't have a chance. I'm like, damn, have y'all been watching the Rams? Like, the Rams?
You know what, though?
That Rams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that because I got a whole bunch to say about that. Because that's nonsense. But anyway, but listen about the game though, Dad. Like it was interesting. Like with the Patriots and they do what they do. They hit them in the mouth first, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs do what they do. They bounce back. Andy Reid made adjustments. Like I said, it's one of those things where it was a good game. It was not a blowout. The Chiefs made adjustments. Wow. There was a couple ridiculous calls that they gave going against the Chiefs, and I hate, and I'm not that guy. I don't ever want. Listen, people that talk about this conspiracy, man, then stop watching sports. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. This ain't the X-Files, man. But this
you can barely get 12 people on the jury to agree.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like I try to tell people this all the time. Listen, don't you ever in your life ever think players work too hard to get to where they're at, Dad?
Exactly.
Stop. Don't ever disrespect a professional athlete saying they're cheating or
he's throwing the game.
That's ridiculous. Because
some of those guys that'll be the only thing they have to lay their head on is that they were a Super Bowl champion or they won a championship or anything.
Absolutely.
Those guys who don't start, even though they're on the team, they're a champion too. They get a ring too. They're a part of the team too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like being in the military and you don't have to go to war. Well, damn it, if you had to go to war, you was ready to go if your number was called.
Absolutely.
Those guys sit on the bench and their number don't call, they don't get in. Don't mean they're any lesser player. A young friend of mine told me one time, the worst guy on the NFL bench
is better than anybody you ever seen before. And that's my whole thing, Dad. Like I don't like that narrative. Don't sit here and say this is how it goes because things didn't go the way you wanted to go and the narrative didn't play out. And anybody that says that, they've never played on any type of level athletically. I'm telling you, man. Just play a pickup game somewhere. It's competitive and they ain't getting paid. Like, you know what I mean? People, trust me, these players want to win, man. There ain't no, man, this ain't like a Pete Rose situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where I think it does a disservice to a lot of these athletes and these players in both organizations. You know, the two teams that are in the Super Bowl or in the Super Bowl, there's a little bit of controversy. We got, it's one of those things.
That's a lot of controversy.
We're going to talk about that because I ain't trying to hear nothing from nobody down in the bayou. I ain't trying to hear nothing. For nobody down in the bayou.
Why?
I will get to it. I'm winding down from this Patriots game, and I wanted to, like, the football gods didn't think they thought it was time for Patty Mahomes to get into the Super Bowl. Something happened, you know what I mean? They were like, hold on, young buck, you know what I mean? You're taking the league by storm. I can't let you get into the big dance, not yet. It's one of those things where he got to take his lumps. He had to suffer that hard loss, Dad, I think. You know, for his psyche, you know what I mean? He riding a little too high this year, old Patrick Mahomes. What do you mean, no?
No.
What you mean, no?
No.
What you mean?
The Chiefs ain't there because they didn't win the game. Ain't do them ride too high or they need to bring him down a notch or all that.
Patty need to be brought down a notch.
The Chiefs got beat by the Patriots. Just call it what it is.
I can't. I'm never going
to
say that.
It pains me. Listen.
I'm never going
to
say
It pains me to say it, too. But the Chiefs got beat by the Patriots. But that's all right, though. I got one more chance for them to go home sad because it happened to them last year. They got the Super Bowl and they lost.
I do like it when they lose at the Super Bowl, though. I do like it when they lose at the biggest stage, though. I do like that.
But see, my only fear is when they get there, a call or two will go their way and they'll steal another one like they stole one before.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, listen, the Patriots, they have stolen so many Super Bowls. All jokes aside, they have stolen like 3 Super Bowls, man.
And the last one, they stole one from the Rams, if you remember.
Oh, I'll never forget it, man. No, look, So listen, we, like I said, old time Brady, man, old time terrific, as they call him, man. They walk around. No, my only problem with Tom, I only have one problem with Tom, because I told you I have nothing. I don't know the man, Dan. Let's not get all jokes aside. Let's be serious now. I'm not one of the people that this dude don't keep me awake at night. I don't know Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like my whole thing is that my only thing that bothers me. Go ahead, Daddy.
You know we from Mobile, Alabama. You know that.
Yeah.
You know I'm an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Oh man, I know you all upset. Alabama took a loss. I said, no. I ain't lose nothing. I said, they lost. I said, my world ain't changed one bit.
I ain't lose nothing. I root for this team, but I didn't lose.
Yeah.
That's
the best team won. Would I like for Alabama to win?
Yes.
Yes, I would. They lose, they lost. Yes. Would I like for Kansas City to win?
Yes.
No. Yes, I would, but they lost.
Yeah.
But that first game that you trying to keep talking about.
Well, we can talk about it.
I don't care what nobody says.
We going to talk about it.
Nate Burleson pissed me off last night because he's going to sit there and say, well, you really can't hang all game on the one, on a call of the referee. Yes, you can.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Speaking of that, man, because listen, I had to save it. I saved it for last, Daddy, because it was interesting, man. It was, It was like I said, it's a very interesting game. I wanted to move on and talk about the Saints versus the Rams, guys, NFC Championship game. Wanted to segue into that.
Yeah, set it up.
And you know, and it's interesting. So, listen, everybody out here, my father included, all y'all people out here acting like old Saints, the Saints got robbed by the Rams. Listen, man, they got beat,
they got beat, Daddy.
They got beat.
The game never comes down to overtime, and you know it. Now, you call it what you want to call it, and you said you want to say, I love you. We'll never agree on this one.
No, ever.
Listen, the refs missed two calls in one play.
Which one? The last one.
That was a helmet to helmet. Defensive receiver, and it was interference.
That looked like a good football play to me, Daddy.
No, it wasn't. Listen here, the NFL and the – now, here you go. The NFL and the officials came out and said, we missed the call.
They did. They did.
That's the one thing I – it don't make the Saints feel no better.
No.
That's the only thing that's good about it. At least they admit it, they screwed up.
Correct. Yeah. That doesn't help the Saints. I don't like that. I like it, but I don't like it.
They screwed up.
Yeah. I like it, but I don't like it.
If they said they didn't screw up, then I would really be steaming it. Because, like, you know, wrong is wrong, right is right.
Yeah.
We made a mistake with blue call.
Yeah.
It directly influenced the outcome of the game.
Oh, absolutely. Directly. They kill the clock if that doesn't happen. It's at the 5-yard line, and the game's over.
And it's 20-17, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Yeah, this is my thing though, Daddy. Because trust me, that was the game. But then there was a face mask for that Goff didn't get called for. There was a face mask that Cooks didn't get called for, and there was another one. There was another call like that. There was three calls that the Rams didn't get.
What about the hit to Brady that didn't hit him nowhere?
I don't even want to talk about that.
I'm talking about when the game is on the line. That was a fourth down play.
It's true.
They was going for it on fourth down. And that's what changed the game.
Oh, Dad, that's the Super Bowl, Dad. The Saints are in the Super Bowl without that.
Exactly.
I can't. There's no refuting that. There really isn't, though. And it's one of those things. And it could go down in history as the most blown call in the history of the NFL. Yes. It could. Especially if the Rams win the Super Bowl. If the Rams go on to win the Super Bowl in February. Dad, that's all they're going to be talking about.
Exactly.
That's crazy, man. And it's one of those things that, all in all, the game was pretty good.
It was a good game.
It was a great game, and I liked the way that the Rams got hit in the mouth. They got hit in the mouth. To me, the turning point in the games were the I think I was looking at it was like five red zone attempts, Dad, by the Saints. They only got like 6 points out of that. You know what I mean? So they left like 14 points on the board, and I think that was the game right there.
those two field goals. What about the Rams got some points on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
The defense has played good.
They played really well.
The first time they played each other, it was a different story.
Yeah.
This time, their adjustments were made, and the defense has played well.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'm saying. I'm saying is this right here. There's got to be some guy somewhere doing something. When they miss a call, when they really miss a call, that's going to affect the game like that.
Yeah.
All those plays should be reviewable. They're reviewing everything else.
That's so true, though. That is true, man.
You know, they could review that as a defensive or a hit to a defensive player, even if they don't want to call interference.
Yeah.
That was helmet to helmet on a defensive player.
Yeah.
Which is automatic first down. Saints get the ball. They run the clock out, and that's it.
It's unbelievable. Like I said, you don't. I told you, if I'm the ref, refs are supposed to be, put it like this, the refs are not supposed to be, you're not supposed to know the refs are on the field. That's how it's always been. They're literally supposed to control the game, to keep the game, keep the players safe, make sure the game doesn't get at home, but you're not supposed to see, you're not supposed to know a referee's name. You shouldn't be Googling somebody, like, looking, who missed that call yesterday? Like, you shouldn't have to do that. And the fact that that's the case now is how you know that they're the story instead of the game. And that's not good.
Exactly. And that's how it was supposed to be. Because if they make the call, then you can cry about a bad call all you want to.
Yeah.
But no one can say that wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
Even if you're a Rams fan and your Rams in the Super Bowl, so you can go ahead and say it now because the call is not going to be changed.
Yeah.
That was a penalty. They missed one.
Man, when I seen that play, I was like, I thought they were going to put that flag in that player's pocket. I was like, bruh. Dad, I was like, that's personal foul.
Okay.
No, trust me, I'm being silly right now. But I was watching it. I was like, oh, man, the Saints got this. Then I was looking around. I was like, they really ain't going to. Dad, and he didn't throw it in the Superdome? I was like, this ref, I can't believe he made it out of there alive.
In New Orleans, they don't play that.
I mean, he was, trust me.
I bet he had some security getting out of there. I bet you that.
Oh, my man Dan in the chat, he's always active in the chat. He's right, man. He said the NFL has too many rules. They do, Dan. The rules have so many rules that they confuse themselves, Dan. They do. They have so many rules that they confuse themselves with this, with the interpreter.
Right.
Listen, shout out to Dan. Let me tell you why, because this is how you know that they have too many rules. Let me tell you how you know. Because they think they're slick. When they started doing this NFL referee, senior referee nonsense, it's because fans are so outraged that they bring on a senior official in the booth to, like, explain calls and confirm calls to give, like, the refs on the field backup, Dad. You know, like Mike Pereira and stuff like that, and Dean Blandino. Like, they bring them dudes out because fans are like, yo, bruh, y'all making this way too complicated, man. Like, y'all. So they bring out the referee, the senior referee that's been refereed for, like, 30 years. He's like, well, actually, that was a pretty good call, you know, if you really think about it. The interpretation of the ball, the flipping the ball.
Sometimes when they, like you do learn something from them guys about, you know, about those few catches that the ball – you know,
yeah,
his possession, and he held against his body, then it didn't move.
Yeah.
It moved before he kept it. And then you see the nuances of what the rules should be. But both of those guys yesterday said they missed. I mean, the guy in the booth yesterday said they missed a call. If you don't call interference, you got to call
helmet to helmet. Yeah.
One of those calls is supposed to be made because the first thing you're telling me about, is safety for the players.
Oh, yeah.
Then, damn it, where does safety for the players go on that call?
Yeah, I did. I said 100% agree. I said I like that they do that, but they've only brought those officials on because people were getting so outraged by not knowing the interpretation of this catch. What's a football move? What do you mean that the ball moved, but he had control of it and it hit the ground, but it doesn't matter because the ground can bump up. Like, all this stuff confuses the novice fan, Dad. Like, I've been watching, you taught me to play football since I was a kid. I've been watching football 30 years. So it's one of those things where it's like, When sometimes when I, like, especially yesterday, there's some stuff I was seeing yesterday. I was like, oh, they can't call that. And they were like, nah, we're going to go this way. I'm like, man. So, because even with what your eyes see and what the replay sees, Dad, these refs still come in there interpreting a different way. They really do. You know what I mean? Put it like this, Dad.
And he got somebody in New York.
Yeah.
So New York is actually making the call.
Dad, they had a back judge, side judge, referee. They had a referee coming from, like, the ceiling on a zip line, and they were like, and they didn't throw the flag. Like, I'm like, Dad, they had seven officials out there yesterday. Seven.
Yeah.
They had seven refs, and they all missed the call.
Yeah, there's no way.
So, like I said, and that look, like I said, that really dictates the outcome of the Super Bowl. Everybody in their feelings because they wanted a little Drew Brees, Tom Brady Super Bowl. They wanted the aging quarterbacks to duel it out.
I actually wanted two young guns myself.
That's what I wanted. I wanted the two young guns. I wanted Patty Mahomes and Goff to, like, you know what I mean, go at it and never between them.
Brady is so hung up on glory, and he is so greedy. He ain't the one enough now. He wants to win more. They said they already called him the greatest of all time.
All right.
He's old. You see him trying to drop back from under center, really?
That I was like, bro, if you don't
get him 10 minutes to get
I said,
back
if
there.
You do not get back in that shotgun where you belong. I'm sorry. Oh, listen, man. Dad, I told you, I tried to tell people this a long time ago. Let me be very, very clear because it ain't that serious, man. I am not a Tom Brady hater, but I'm not going to just let people every day come jumping on my feed or Instagram, Facebook, and just bombard me with, like, his greatness all the time. Like, guys, calm down, please. Because when I jumped up the Tom Brady ship is when he literally, like, demanded Jimmy Garoppolo get traded because he was all in his feelings. I was like, bro, exactly. Like, I was not happy.
He knew his ass was gonna be gone.
Yeah. I was like, you can't go up to Mr. Kraft, man. Come on, man. You can't do that.
But you see what happened, don't you?
Oh, I was never a big fan of that, Dad. I really wasn't. I was never a big fan of that.
Ain't no player gonna be bigger than the team.
That's
no player.
Oh, you're never bigger than the Shield. I know a lot of players think they are, but they're never bigger than the Shield. You're never bigger than the Shield.
No player is gonna even be bigger than their team.
Oh, no. You're not bigger than that. You're not bigger than the Shield. You're not bigger than your squad. It's gonna be here before Dad. Next year the NFL's gonna be 100 years old. Like, if you think you're bigger than that, you got nothing coming. It's going to be 100 years old next year. 100 years.
Players come and go. You know what I mean? And it won't be long.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people forgot about Brett Favre. They forgot about Troy Aikman. This younger generation coming up don't know nothing about him because they never seen him play.
That's so true, though. That's so true.
And Tom Brady, he's going to be forgotten, too.
And the thing is,
will talk about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And the next generation, they will talk about Mahomes or somebody else. That's just evolution. Father time cannot be beat. Now, you can try to hold him up if you want to.
He can be delayed. He's delayed.
Yeah, you can hold him up if you want to.
Listen.
But he can't be beat.
Listen, Dad, I'm not trying to, because everybody talk, but listen. The reason why it's a skewed perspective because the quarterback's the most protected player in history. He's never been more protected, like, ever.
Yep.
Like ever. So I don't I'm not gonna credit a 40-year-old man for standing in the pocket, Dad. I'm never gonna do that because they dropped that stat. I think they said in the last 8 games, Tom Brady's been sacked 3 times. I'm not trying to hear nothing about y'all saying he ain't aged. Dad, he got hit. Dad, he said 3 times in 8 games he got sacked. 3 times in 8 games. That's Dad. If you can stand in the pocket like that, I don't give a damn who you are, to be honest with you. I don't care who you are.
That's right.
You can do halfway decent. I'm not trying to...
If you're a halfway quarterback, that's what the deal is about that. Now, we're going to see him standing... We're going to see how he stands in there.
Yeah, they're... Dad.
I'll get the pass rush or the ref.
Because
the ref can get pressure without bringing no pressure.
Yeah, they can bring the four-man rush.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll
we'll see.
Yeah, because that's what I love, because... Wade Phillips, he has success against Tom. It's a very interesting storyline, Dad. It's very interesting.
The last time he beat Tom Brady, when he went
Denver.
Houston?
Denver or Houston.
Denver. And who he had then? He had Aqib Talib.
Yep.
And of course, he got Aqib Talib again.
Vaughn Miller.
He had Vaughn Miller. Right.
And Vaughn Miller's done. So that's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's Vaughn Miller. I see. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
Yes. And another thing. I'm tired of hearing about old slow ass Rob Gronkowski.
Whoa, I can't let you talk about old Gronky. I can't let you talk about Gronk, man.
Listen. They have relegated him to a blocker.
Yes, he is.
And he catches 8 pass here and there, and they still I can't wait to the announcer talking about he's a Hall of Fame tight end.
Oh, he is. That is first ballot. Are you crazy?
Who, Gronkowski?
Yeah, he's going in. He as soon as he retired, they put him in camp.
You want to bet on that?
You want to bet on that?
Look at his numbers. Look at his numbers, Evan.
How much you want to bet?
Look at his numbers.
I bet you $20, Deb. $20. First ballot.
I bet you your drawers you got on right now.
Dad, you can take it all, man. Dad, that's the craziest thing you've ever said since I've known you. Since I've known you.
Rob Gronkowski is not, I repeat, Dad. A Hall of Fame tight end, and you know it.
I need you to get away. Are you drinking Crown right now? You drinking Crown? Are you drinking right now?
About to have one.
Because you must be drunk, Dad. You must be crazy.
I'm sober as a judge.
Dad, you are crazy. As a matter of fact, then maybe you need to have something to drink, Dad.
Why we agree to disagree?
Dad, you wrong.
I ain't wrong, cause you say I'm wrong.
Oh my God, I can't with you right now. Listen, we about to get up out of here, man. I can't with you right now. We out. We done. It's over. It's over.
Go and see.
Oh my God.
Where Rob Gronkowski ranks all time in tight ends.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Google that right quick and see where he's at. He ain't even in the top 10.
Who you got for the Super Bowl before we get up out of here, man? Cause I'm done with you.
Anybody but the Patriots.
Cool. Got the Rams. I got the Rams too. But I appreciate you, Daddy.
I love you, baby.
Love you too.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
To your people in your chat room. Thank you guys for putting up with me.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate
you. I enjoy y'all very much. Yeah, but yeah. All you guys listening, Google Rob Gronkowski's career number and find out where he stands at in the list of top of tight ends. And I'll bet money. I ain't looked at it. I know he ain't in the top 10.
Unbelievable. Yo, shout out to Charlene, Dan, Star Drew in the chat. I appreciate y'all, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I gotta talk to my dad. I'll talk to y'all later, man. Evan T. Mac here. Holla at y'all. Take care.
You crazy. You know that?
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.